first term we reached, more or less, we got to the Memtes on the base, about 20 lines before the Mishnah. And the Gemara is commenting on the last line in the Mishnah, Memhei Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah in the Perek. The Mishnah has a machlokes, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. Some Mishnah is Rav Meir, because the Tanakhama is Rav Meir. Kama mizamnim, how much bread do you have to eat in order to be able to be mitzarev to a mezuzah? So the first time is Rav Meir says kezayis, and Rav Yehuda says it's a beitzah. Tosfos comments here on Mem Tes on the base, Kama mizamnim, the machlokes is not so much for the purpose of mezuzah. Well, din brachas hamazon below zimun. If a yochid is benching all by himself, say machlokes on Meir Rav Yehuda, how much is the minimum amount of bread that you have to eat in order to be chayv to bench mezuzah? So why does the Mishnah write it as if it's a machlokes and mezuzah? Rebusa shminon, feel al kazayis mezamnim. One might have thought, all right, you can obligate it to bench brachas hamazon if you eat a kazayis, but how is that mezuzah? Mezuzah means that there's an achila vikvius, shlosh shochel kachas. Kachas means a group of people ate together. So the whole group offers one mezuzah, one birchas hamazon. In the days of the Tanoim, the practice was, mikrabin, that only one says the birchas hamazon out loud, from the beginning to the end, and everybody's yotzei. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the later Rishonim, from the Hagos Maimoni, a recommendation that everybody should say along the bench in Belachash, with the mezamin, but the Iker Birchas Hamazon shouldn't be neglected, that the mezamin should say the whole benching out loud. Because benching, when we learned the Perek Shlosh Shachlu, the whole basis of benching mezumin is the whole Chabura offers one Birchas Hamazon together. Shlosh Shachlu Kachas. Kachas means together. Have to be kaveh in advance where they're going to eat. So one might have thought, all right, Yidik Hazayis, you have to recite Birchas HaMazon, but it's not called an Achila B'Kviyas, it's hardly anything, so that's a Chiddush. That according to the Tana, who says that it's a Gazayis, not only is one obligated to recite benching, it can even bench Mezuman as well. So the question, this Machlokes HaTanoim, Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, how do we paskin? So Tosfos quotes, Me'erev and Daf Mem Vav. It's Kedai to look on that Daf. The Tosfos Rimascha Rav Meir Sover. They quote a few times in Tosfos that Klal Rav Meir Rav Yehuda Alach Rav Yehuda. That Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara has every line is another psak. Whenever there's machlokes between these two Tanoim, how do you paskin? Those two Amoraim, how do you paskin? The Gemara gives you all the Klalei HaPsak. The Klalei HaPsak are not ironclad. We always paskin like Rav except the Yalkei Dam. And we usually paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, who disagrees with the Resh Lakish, except for three cases. There are always exceptions to the rule. And you always paskin like Rav and Issa Veheta, and like Shmuel and Dini Maminis, except for exceptions here and there. The Pashta says that when they took the vote in the later generations to see what the consensus was, they didn't say, check off whether you're going to vote like Rav or like Shmuel. They said every issue, they raised an issue, and it turned out that after counting up all the issues, the din was always like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish, except for three cases. But that's not the way they voted. They voted on every single machlok of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It came out the consensus always was like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases. Machlok Zabai Verov also. The consensus was they voted on each issue. That's the pashtus like that. And the majority held, the overwhelming majority of the cases, they paskin like Rav, except for six cases where they paskin like Abai. So here also, the Gemara says there, Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, Alochik Rav Yehuda. But here the two versions, which is Rav Meir and which is Rav Yehuda. So how do you paskin over here? So Tosfos insists that we paskin Kezayis. We'll have to see the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Lememra, you mean to say, Rav Meir Choshev Alei Kezayis. Rav Meir is a Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. He says you bench on a Kezayis. Rav Yehuda Kibetzah, he holds that Kibetzah is a significant amount of food. And Rav Meir holds Kezayis is significant. Rav Meir Choshev Alei Kezayis. 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 So too, what's the first din? The second din is similar to the first din. What's the first din? In Pesachim Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara has a case of fellow. The Gemara says in Pesachim that Mideraisa, if you rabat lechametz, so you're not away from Bal Yerub by Matzi. Your problems are taken care of. Mideraisa bibito belev is sufficient. But mid the Rabbanon, they were afraid if he'd just be Mabat Lachomitz, say Kol Chamira, Livotol Kafra Diara, you may see this delicious cake in the house. You Mabatle it, so you're not in violation of Ba'yibor. You Mabatle it. But the Chacham were afraid. Shemitzka, Shem Yimtsa Gluska Yofa, he may see some delicious cakes in the middle of Pesach. And they'll forget that it's Yom Tov. He always eats the cake, has a Echsheran, has a Hashgacha. They'll forget that it's Pesach, so he may forget to eat it. So with the Rabbanon, they said, you shouldn't rely on Bittul, you should destroy the Chametz. You should do B'dikas Chametz, and destroy the Chametz, and then you say, Bittul, whatever I missed up on, whatever I didn't notice, I should be Mevatalan. So the Mishnah has a case. A fellow is traveling to his in-laws for Yom Tov. And then he leaves the house and he realizes that he has chametz in the house and he didn't destroy it. Let's say he was by the chametz and he put away a bag of chametz to burn. And then he forgot to burn it. And he's ready halfway to his in-laws. He's driving to his in-laws. So does he have to go back to burn the chametz? And can he rely on the bittul? Minatori, you can't rely on the bittul. But the Rabbanan, how far were they machme? How large of a piece of chametz does it have to be for the purposes of violating Bal Yerub by Matzei? That's the first Mishnah in Beitza. Machlekes b'sham and b'silo. How much chametz? And we paskin zev zev because that's chametz and seor. B'sham and b'rab the opinion. It's a different shear Bal Yerub by chametz, different by seor. Seor is machor. Seor is the yeast. The yeast that's mechametz isis acheros. Chametz is a cookie, something that's baked, that bread, a loaf of bread. It's baked already, so it doesn't have any live bacteria in it. It's not able to be mechametz isis acheros. And the seor, it has I mix flour with water, and the bacteria will fall in, and they're going to multiply and eat up some of the dough, then keep on eating up and multiplying, until you're not going to have any dough left at all. Just going to have this bacteria. So that's seor. So the Shammai Rabbi Pin, the chametz and the seor, the Bal Yerub by Matzah have a different shear. One is kezayis and one is kebeitza. And we don't pasken like that. We pasken like besilo, zebizeb kezayis. Both the chametz and the seor have the same shear. For achila purposes, that you're not allowed to eat chametz or sor, everyone agrees that the shear is kazayis. For bal yerub, it's a machlekes. So that's the first Mishnah Beitza that we know. But this Mishnah talks about the fellow who left his home and he forgot all about the. He can be mevatel chametz on the highway while he's traveling. It's before chatzos. If it's after chatzos, Then the chametz becomes asabano, and you can't be mevatla. You have to be mevatla. And the rabbanon is asabano an hour before chatzos. It's too late then. If it's ready an hour before chatzos, you can't be mevatla. You have to turn back or call up your next door neighbor. They didn't have any telephones. By us, it's much easier. You call up your next door neighbor who has the keys to your apartment, and you tell them, please, I have chametz on the kitchen table. I forgot to burn it. So they'll call you back. They burnt it, right? So you know it's taken care of. But Bizman HaTanaim, they didn't have any email, they didn't have any cell phones, they didn't have telephones. So the fellow's going to violate, if it's already after this man, he said, no, he for sure has to go back to Berlin, otherwise he'll be in violation of Bal Yerub. But the Mishnah is talking, it's before the Zman Yisrano, before an hour before Chatzos. So can he rely, it's going to be a tirch of him to go back to his home to destroy the chametz, then he's going to arrive at the in-laws He's just going to make it by the skin of his teeth. He's going to make it 5 minutes before Lichtenstein. So does he? How far did the Chachamim introduce their chumer that you shouldn't rely on bitul? You should destroy the chumers. You're not going to be home anyway. The whole reason why you shouldn't rely on bitul is because Shem Yimtzad Beluska Yofa is not going to be home anyway. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. How much chametz? How much of a volume of chametz do you have to have? A kazayis or a kibetza? Which is bitter, bigger, a kazayis or a betza? Betza is bigger than a kazayis. How much bigger is it? So in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, there are two opinions. We're talking about a kazayis beininus and a betza beininus. It's hard to tell what's a betza beininus, what's a kazayis beininus. But that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, machlokes Rishonim and Hilchos Pesach. Whether kazayis is a shlish betza or a chatzi betza. Half of a beitza or a third of a beitza? Question, what's a beitza beininus? When I was a little boy, the eggs used to be smaller. And they used to sell jumbo eggs, large eggs. Now, all the small eggs they use for mayonnaise. Mayonnaise industry became, all the businesses got bigger. So you never see any small eggs at all. You only see large eggs. The eggs that we have are large eggs. They're not beitza beininus. Beitza beininus, they don't sell them in the stores anymore. I think the mayonnaise companies bought up all the small eggs. So that's a shayla. What's the shear of a zayis beinoni? Is pretty small. It's not so big. Zayisim are not so big. Olives, not so big. They have written a story in different books that Chaim Kanievsky married the daughter of one of the daughters of Rav Al Yashiv, and he read a shidduch with one of Rav Al Yashiv's granddaughters. So when the shidduch went through, they got engaged. So the chosim went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky to thank him that he likes the girl, and they're going to get married. So in the books they printed that he gave him 4 almonds to celebrate. He told him to eat the 4 almonds. And then he told him he should say Bar Nefoshes after the 4 almonds. So he said, let me have some more almonds. He says, no, first say Bar Nefoshes, then if you want, you can have all you want. I want you to know that 4 almonds is enough to work his eyes. So the fellow, the Balamaisa, told me that it's not true. The story. He gave him 3 almonds, not 4 almonds. They were afraid to print the story the way it happened, because I think people would think that it's an exaggeration. But he said, that's what it was. He told him to have 3 almonds, and that's all he gave him. And then he says, you can say, Bar Nefosh, after 3 almonds, that's a kazayis. Okay. People exaggerate now. How much is a kazayis of bread? You have to eat gigantic matzahs, and they tell you how many inches it has to be. Big exaggerations. Okay. So the first din in the Mishnah is a fellow who's driving, he's going away from home for Pesach, and it's before the Zman Yisr, and he forgot to burn the chametz. And Minatar Bebitul Beyond the Sagi. So how much is he mechuyev to be matriach? How much chametz does he have already? So if he has a mitmina kazayis and a kibetza, it's a machlokes or a meir rebuta. So it says v'chein, and similarly, there's such a similar machlokes. Mishiotzim Yerushalayim, v'nishkeshoy biyoda b'sar kodesh. You have korbanos that are posel. You have pikul noiset tomei. So where are you supposed to? The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Noiser, I think it says in the Chumash, you have to burn pikul. Yochel also says in the pasuk, you have to burn pikul noiser. Absolutely, Hamidosh, we have to burn. Where do you have to burn it? So if it's kochim, the Mokam Achilo is in the Azara. So once you take it out of the Azara, it'll be Nipsal B'yotzei. So whenever you have kochim, that Absolim, that's a mitzvah in Atar, it's a dimin midderaisa to burn it in the Azara. If you have kochim kalim, that's only a din midderabonim. It's not a din in Atar. It's a dim of the Rabbanon that you have to burn it in Yerushalayim. Kochi Kalim, the Mokam Achila is Yerushalayim. The more Mekudish the Korbanos are, so the more restricted the Zman Achila is and the Mokam Achila. And the Oichlim, Kochi kochim can only be eaten tizichre kuhuna. Yom v'laylo at chatzos. The people who eat it are only male kohanim. And the mokam achilu is only yazara. That's the question. How do they eat it? Ein yeshiva ba'azara ela lamalche beiz davel blevad. You have to eat it in a standing position. That's very uncomfortable. Like a fast food shop. Eat the hot dog sandwich there standing, in a standing position. The Gemara learns from a pasuk that even truma should be eaten, all the matans kuna should be eaten. Gedar sha'am lochem ochem. You eat it in a very dikovedika way, like kings would eat in a royal banquet. Kings wouldn't eat in a standing position. So the Rishonim raised that issue. So some Rishonim say, even though usually it's an issur, you're not allowed to sit in the Azara, but for the purpose of eating kochi kapshim, you are allowed to eat. You are allowed to sit in the Azara. Other Rishonim disagree. We have it, we don't have it in the Tosfos. We have it, the Shita Mekubetzos on the side of the page quotes this from the Balei HaTosfos. And the Mishlam Melech, we have a Vilna Shas, so the Vilna Shas has the Shita Mekubetzos printed on the side. The Mishlam Melech didn't have a Vilna Shas. He was before the Vilna publishers were born. So he had the Kisvei Yad. He raises the issue, and he quotes it as 2 days in the Rishonim. So the Makam Achila by Kochi Kochim is the Azara, and the people who eat it are Zichri Kuhuna. And the Zman Achila is much more restricted, only Yom V'Laydo Ad Chatzos. What's Kochi Kochim? Chatos Anoshim. Oilo is Kochi Kochim, but nobody eats it. Oilo is Kula Kol, you burn the whole thing. So by Kochi Kochim, the Makam Achila is the Azara, so if it's Nifsal, if it's Psule Kochi Kochim, you have to burn it. In the Azara, that's a diminator. That's learned out from Sukkim. But if it's Kochim Kalim, then the whole din that you have to burn it in Yerushalayim is only Midi Rabbanan. So therefore, there's room to be makel a little bit. How far did the Chacham go with the Chumr? So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. The fellow already traveled. He's gone home. He lives in London. He's going to travel on the ground. He's going to go by car. So the Mishnah has, if he pants the location of Tzofim, what is Tzofim? So Tosis has a machlekes with Rashi. They quote, Rashi in Psochim says, it's a location that's called Tzofim. You can see Yerushalayim from there. That's why it's called Tzofim. The Tosis has an interesting Taina Rashi. The Mishnah talks about what is Derech Kreiva, what's Derech Rechoika. If a person is, according to Rashi and Tosis, there's a din, if a person is B'Derech Rechoika on Erev Pesach at Chatzos, where is he at Erev Pesach at Chatzos? You can't bring the Korban Pesach before Chatzos. So Rashi and Tosis learn, the Rambam has a different shot, but Rashi and Tosis learn, where are you at Chatzos? If you are so far away from Yerushalayim, that if you would be traveling by foot, you wouldn't be able to make it to Yerushalayim before Shkia. So that's called Derech Rechoka. Even though you don't plan to go by foot, you're going to go by automobile, you're going to make it, for sure you're going to make it before. Way with a lot of time left, but that's what the Gemara says. It doesn't, even though you have a camel. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have automobiles; they had a camel that goes quickly. Even though you're going to make it before the Shkia, but if you live so far away that if you would walk by foot, normal walking, average walking, Adam Benini walking, you would make it before Shkia. So even though you do make it, even though you're going to go by camel. You're not yotzei with the shechitas haPesach. If at Chatzos you are b'derech rechoka, you can't be yotzei even b'dieved. You can't be yotzei even though you made a shutvis one. You told them in advance, I'm going to come 2 hours before Shkian or Pesach. Make sure that I have a shutvis in the behema. We paskan even b'dieved. You're not yotzei if you b'derech rechoka. That's the question. That was a big machloikas among the Talmidim of the Noi of Yehuda. How does Derech Rechoika apply b'zman hazeh? Why does the Gemara say that it depends on the average traveler who's walking by foot? Is that because in the days of the Bais Rishon, days of Mishkan Shilah and days of Bais Rishon, the average traveler would go by foot. But what about today? During their lifetime, when the Nadi Behudas, Talmidim, have this machlokes, they already had invented the trains, the locomotive. So the Shaila was, today the average traveler is not going to go by foot a long distance, he's going to go by train. So does the din change? The definition of Derech Rechoka changes? That it depends how far away are you, that if you would go by train, the way the average traveler would go, you wouldn't make it before the Shkia. Even though you can go by plane, you know, he has a plane, but the average traveler is going to go by train. Does the halacha change in every generation when you have a Beis Hamikdash? Does it depend on how the average traveler would go? Or maybe that's the halacha Moshe Messina. It depends on Mena Madim Relifnim. Modin is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. Modin is where the Hashmonaim live. Modin. So the Gemara says you draw a circle around Yerushalayim, and Modin is on the circle that's 15 mil. Not 15 mil. Mil is less than a mile. So it's 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So it says, Min Amadim Lefnim. And it says, the whole circle, that's called Derech Kroiva. And past, outside of that circle, that's called Derech Rechoka. So that was a big machlokes, whether the din changed Bizman Hazeh. So they said, no, with respect to Korban Pesach, when they'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Mestama Dal Bitchias HaMesim, and we'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu what the din is. But what about until Moshe Rabbeinu comes? Until Moshe Rabbeinu comes, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what is there to discuss? So they had a machlokes when they get to Avelos. There is a din that a lot of people misunderstand, that if the family is sitting Shiva, let's say a relative died, now days of the Gemara, they had no telephone, they had no emails. There's no way to communicate with people. Let's say the children got married and they moved away. They live in a different country. It's going to take a long time till they're going to hear that a relative died. So what if the family who live near the parents hear that one of the parents died and they're all sitting Shiva, and then this relative who lives far away happens to come to the parents' home in the middle of Shiva. So even if he comes the morning of the seventh day of Shiva, if he came Imakim Karev, where was he when the Shiva began? If he came when the steam is Hagadol, when they finished the Gvura. So if he was Bederech Rechoika, then he has to start Shiva all over. He has to begin Shiva from the beginning. But if he was Bom Imakim Karev, if he came from within that shear, that's called Derech Kraiva, as opposed to Derech Harka by Korban Pesach, the din carries over to Avelos Shiva. The whole din by Shiva is all Midrabanan, but that's the way the Chachamim made it. I'm in a different location and I relate to another place. If I'm on my way traveling to Yerushalayim, and if I'll make it by traveling a half a day, By Erev Pesach, you judge at Chatzos, according to Rashi and Tosfos Pshat. You judge where is the person at Chatzos on Erev Pesach. That's when the Chiyuv Korban Pesach he gives. Will he be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before the Shkia? That's when the latest time that you can shech the Korban Pesach. If it's possible for him to arrive before the Shkia, so then it's called Makom Karev. So he relates to Yerushalayim. So here also, Where was this relative who came to the Beis HaOvel on the sixth day, on the seventh day in the morning? He came late at the middle of the Shiva, the end of the Shiva. Was he in a Makom Karev? Then he relates to the Makom where the family is sitting Shiva. You know, he only sat Shiva an hour. He came the morning of the seventh day. He doesn't have to, he gets up with the rest of the family. But if he came in Makom Rochaik, then he does not relate to the place. So that's how the dinam of Derech Rechoka, Derech Kareva, and he gave his man. So that was a big machlokes among the Talmidim of the Nadi Behuda. So when he get to Shiva, so we have a cloud. halachic in the Ba'amekel Ba'ovel, that whenever there's any sofik in Hilchas Avelus, you always go lekulam. So here there's a sofik in Din. How far is it called Makam Karav? How far is it called Makam Rochek? Does the shear change Bizman Azeh? Because the average traveler would go by train. Or let's say from one country to the other, the average traveler would not even go by train. Let's say it's a different continent. The average traveler would go by plane. And here by Avelis, it doesn't depend on how far you can travel in a half a day. Why should it be half a day? By Korban Pesach, it's a half a day. And the Gemara himself is half a day because it depends on Chatzos, when the Chiyuv Korban Pesach begins. And you have to be able to arrive in Yerushalayim before the Shkia. You can't be makriv the Korban Pesach after the Shkia. You can't be makriv any Karbonis after the Shkia. So there it depends on a half a day. And here by Avelis, Tosfos there in Ma'ariv Kotzin quotes the Rif, who quotes the Gaonim, Rabbi Gaon, that depends on one whole day's travel. If you can arrive, if the Ovel came late in the week, he came to the base Ovel and he finds out when he walks into the parents' home, he finds out that the world said Yimshim, he didn't know before. So if he could have come within one day's travel, then he relates to the other city. So we have a call, whenever there's a Sofik in Avelis, you go to Kula. So we go to Kula. What's going to be with the Korban Pesach when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built? Now, Moshe Feinstein used to say that now that people live on Arba Kampus Ha'aretz, you can arrive anywhere within one day's traveling. So there's no Derech Rechoika, if you're going to say it like that. There's no Derech Rechoika, it doesn't exist anywhere on the globe, any two locations. You can always arrive within a day. You take a plane, and then you take a car. You can always arrive within a day. So he was of the opinion that you have to limit the din of Derech Rechoika. So he thought it has to be at least on the same continent. You can't say Derech Rechoika from one continent to the other. Many people have the practice when some of the relatives remain behind and they take the Mace Teretz Yisrael and then the relatives come back. So they started Shiva 2 days later because they came to Eretz Yisrael, so they did the Kvura. So sometimes they started 3 days later. So they have the practice when they come back to America, they terminate the Shiva together with everybody else. So Rav Moshe thought that it's not correct. Rav Moshe thought that it's only if it's in the same continent. You can't apply from one continent to the other. You can't extend the din. You just do away with the whole institution of Derech Rechoika, if you say like that. Anyway, so getting back again here. So there the Mishnah says, Min ha-Modiim v'lifnim u'kamidosu l'chol ruach. If you're from the city Modiim, inside, within 15 mil, Modiim is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, u'kamidosu l'chol ruach. You draw a circle around Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in the middle, and Medina is on the circle, and you draw the circle around. That whole area is called Derech Kreiva. And outside of their circle, it's called Derech Rechoka. So Tosfos says, now Rashi, if Tzofim is the name of the Makam, the reason why we call it Makam, Rashi writes over here, Makam, Shiocha Liris, basically, it's hard to know what Rashi means over here. Tosfos says, the Rashi in Psachim says, Tzofim is the name of a specific place. Like Modiim is the name of a location. So Tzofim is a makam. It's a city. So why doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Kameidosa l'chol ruach? So Tosfos thinks it's not a name of a place. They don't call a place Tzofim. Tzofim means you are in a location where you can see Yerushalayim. Tzofer. You can see Yerushalayim from there. So that's why it doesn't have to say Kameidosa l'chol ruach. That's the word Tzofim means. So it says, if the fellow has kachim kalim, Rashi explains, Kodshim Kalim, the din that you have to burn it in the Harabai, in the Yerushalayim, is only a din with the Rabbanon. The din by Kodshim, you have to burn it in the Azar, that's a din deraisa. Din by Kodshim Kalim, Rashi explains, is only with the Rabbanon. You look there in the Gemara, in Perek Tful Yom, it's only with the Rabbanon. So therefore, they weren't always machma so much. So he already left Yerushalayim, and he already, Ovat Seifim, already went so far away, he can't see Yerushalayim from where he is. So they weren't machmem in the Rabbanon. So, Sarfabim come. If it'll be kochi kochim, you do have to go back. you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. But if it's kachim kalim, it's only in the rabbanon. So at kedei kach they weren't machmir. How much do you have to have? Al kama hen choizim. How big of a piece of psar kachim do you have to have? So that's the same machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about Erev Pesach. That the fellow who left the house Erev Pesach, how much chametz he has to have? So here there's a machlekes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and it's the opposite. The Rabbi Meir says kizayis, Rabbi Yehuda says kibetzah. And here, Rabbi Meir Rami Zebezeb kibetzah, Rabbi Yehuda Rami Zebezeb kizayis. Zebezeb both chametz on Erev Pesach, and he went to travel to his in-laws. And Zeb, the one who left Yerushalayim, and he didn't burn the kachim in Yerushalayim. Zeb is that because I said, how come over here the shittas are opposite? Om Rabbi Yechim Mechalef is Hashim. It's a misprint. They used to recite Mishnah's Baal Peh. So he said, it's a misprint. And really, the shittas by Benchim Mezuman, and how much bread do you have to eat, are reversed. Whether it's Kazayis or Kabetza, it's the same old Bachleg Samir Rabbi Yehuda, how much what volume of food do you have to have to bench Birchus HaMazon? What's the volume of food you have to have that you should burn it and not rely on the din deraisa that bittul bi'al masagim? And what volume of food do you have to have of karbonas kachim kalim that the chumrah mid'rabbanan requires that you have to go back to Yerushalayim? Okay, Rabbi Yechon says mechlebes al shita. Abai disagrees. The Gemara presents it as if Rabbi Yechon and Abai were disagreeing with each other. They lived in a different location, a different generation. The whole Talmud Bavli is presented like that, as if everybody's talking to everybody. Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoraim. Abai and Rava were way later. But it's a machlokes, okay. And Abai disagrees. Liolam leitefuch hocha bikroi pligi. Here by Benchin it's a machlokes atanoim haye darshim psukim. And there it's a different machlokes. So what's a machlokes? Say how you dash in the psukim be quite pligir. Me'asav be'achalta zo achila. Ein achila pchusim b'kazayis. It's about zo shtia. So it sounds like Rameh thinks that you're obligated to bench ben haTorah if you have a kazayis, if you had a little thing, if you had a little bit to drink with it. The chalta v'sabat, you have to have kadei svi. Kadei svi means a kazayis of bread, a little bit to drink. Rabbi Yehuda said, but no, v'chalta v'sabat, achil she'esh basvi, ezu, zu kibetz. How come it's a kibetz? So the pashtus is, because zayis is a chatzi betz. So it says, v'chalta v'sabat, chalta means one kazayis, ein achil b'chus mekazayis. Savata means another shi, another kazaisa. Kazaisa and a kazaisa is a kebetza. That's the poshim shot. If you all like the other opinion, that a kazaisa is a shlish betza, so how did you jump? Your halto is achila b'kazais. Savata means a kebetza. How come? You want to have a bigger shear than a kazaisa. We don't have any other shear. So the next shear is three. The three kazaisim is equal to a kebetza. Okay. Easier, it sounds like a kazayis is a chatzi beitz. How do we paskin? Do we paskin kazayis is a chatzi beitz or a shlish beitz? The two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Aram says, with respect to dinim deraisa with machmer, with respect to dinim derabonim with mekum. How much matzah do you have to eat? So you should eat a chatzi beitz. On the first night, and on the second night is only the Rabbanon. So if you eat the Shlish Beitz and stuff. Rabbi Schwab used to be the rabbi here in the neighborhood. So he told me he was the last years of his life he had a medical condition that he wasn't allowed to eat bread, cake, or cookies or anything at all like that. So Shabbos and Yom Kippur he never benched, he never ate the bread or anything like that. But on Pesach night, he felt he had no choice. So the first night of Pesach, he would eat the whole meal. He was allowed to eat chicken and kugel and whatever, but he couldn't eat vegetable. He couldn't eat bread or cake or anything like that. So he would eat the whole meal on Pesach night and say Bar Nefashos. And then he would wash and have a say Hamotzi al achilas matz, and then eat a kazayis, and that's it, and bench. So both nights he did like that. But the first night is the rice is a yeda chatzi zai, chatzi. Because zai says a chatzi beitza. Second night, the Magen Avraham, second night is only the rabbanon, so he ate the shlish beitza. Because he wasn't allowed to eat more. Yeah, that's in extreme cases. You have no choice. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that according to the Tana Rav Meir, Zebizebikazayas, that's a din deraisa. Ocha bikroit pligi, it's a din deraisa. And the other Tana who says, Rav Meir who says, Kazayas, so what does he do with his sabata? Zushtia. If you don't drink something with the bread, you're not chayv to bench menater. You have to have kedei sviya. Kedei sviya means you have to have a little to drink with it. So the Rav Rishonim who paskin like that. The Rav Rishonim who paskin based on the simple reading of the Gemara that we paskin like Rav Meir. I Rav Meir Rav Yudah Alochik Rav Yudah. So Tosis shows here it's an exception to the rule. All of those klolim and erev and daf mem vov goes on and on and on. Olam and Beis, the next Olam and Aleph. All the klolim are there generally that's the psak, but there are exceptions to the rule. So Tosis insists over here, Shir is Kazayas. Okay. So many Rishonim hold that it's a chiyuv deraisa, but you want him chiyuv to bench for the Torah if you had a drink. So in Shulchan Aruch, they talk about the institution of mezumen. So in the days of the Gemara, the practice was that only one person, whoever would bench mezumen, would say the whole Birchas HaMazon from the beginning to the end. And the listeners would just listen, they would just say amen. They wouldn't say the benching alone. Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the page in the Rambam that a lot of times people don't pay attention. Their mind is going to wander. So if I'm not benching Mizum and I'm listening to the other fellow bench, my mind is going to wander. I'm going to start thinking about something else in the news that I read, whatever, about other things that are happening in the world. So that if you won't pay attention, then you're not Yotze. You have to listen. You have to listen. So that's why they recommend everybody should say the benching alone. So today, maybe it's not that important. That's what the Mepharshim say. But in the days of the Gemara, before that became the common practice that everybody benches along with the mezamein, they would always recommend that the mezamein should have eaten kedei sviya, because the Gemara says earlier, Tosfos quotes with Madav Chofim and Beis, that the Malachi Hashoris ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu, how can the Kohanim give a bracha Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is described as being a fair God. He doesn't play favoritism. He doesn't favor one person over another. So how did the Kohanim give a bracha Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha? That's not in accordance with the way the Rebbe Shalom runs his business usually. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, I told the Jewish people that they have to bench Vilchalta B'Savot if they ate Kedei Sviya. And the Jewish people love me so much, they go above and beyond what I told them to do. They bench even if they eat a Kazayis or a Kebetza. That's only Midir Rabbanan. They demonstrate their love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can I not show them favoritism? Ech lo is upon him. How can I not be nice upon him? The Jewish people demonstrate that they love me so much. They go above and beyond what I told them to do just in order to please me. So Tosfos said, you see from that Gemara that to bench after having a kazayis and a kebetz is only mid the rabbonim. I think Gemara learns that from Pesukim. Tosfos says the whole Gemara is an asmacht. I'm a re, hanikroy asmacht, the yamlin, and mid the raisa bin and kedei sviya gemura, as it says in Davchov. Other Rishonim say, no, it's a machloik, it's satanoi. This is in general an issue. How do you deal with stiris in the Gemara? Tosfos and all the Rishonim deal with a lot of contradictions in the Gemara. The Gemara in one Masichta says one way, the other Gemara in another Masichta says completely differently. Here, the Top Tosfos about eating in the rain and the Sukkah. So Tosfos said there's a stir between the different Gemara. Every other Tosfos, they're dealing with stirrus between different Gemara. How do they miyashiv the stirrus? So the Baalei HaTosfos usually have the opinion that all, you try to put all the Gemaras together. And the Chachmei Svard will often say, it's a machlokes. Why do you have to squeeze everything together? Different opinions. So here, Tosfos puts everything together. They say, our Gemara is only an asmachta. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are others who say not. So others say that if you eat a kazayis, mechuyif de bench min haTorah. And that's why the Gemara says, Amem ches amen alabai shemim en shetach, he drank a cup of wine and he benched to be moitzi yama yana vechaveirov. The Gemara said, we don't paskin like shemim en shetach. But if he would have eaten, if shemim en shetach would have eaten a kazayis of bread, then he would have been able to be moitzi them. He would have been able, Rashi quotes the kasha from the Bahag. But if you eat a kazayis, you're any mechuyif de bench min derabbanan, how could he be moitzi the others? Wait, Kadei Sevir, they had a whole victory party. They were victorious in battle. Yanei HaMelech was always victorious in the battles against the Goyim. So they had a whole meal, they ate Kadei Sevir. And if Shem HaShetah would have eaten Kazayis, it would have been fine. How would it be good? So the other Rishonim said, because Kazayis, Mechuyev Ben HaTorah. And the Gemara says, Halcha Bikroi, please, it's a Pasuk. So that Gemara by Shem HaShetah, and this Gemara by Bikroi Plig, it sounds like it's a din deraisa. So there are Rishonim hold like that. We don't paskin like that. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch only if you ate Kedei Svi or Mamish, Mechuyif de Bench Ben HaTorah. If you ate Kazayis, you're only Mechuyif de Rabban. But since there is such an opinion, so the Ramah has like this. They say in the days of the Gemara till recently that everybody says along Birchas Hamazon and Balachash, so only the Mezamen would say the benching. So they recommend, let's say, a group of a whole bunch of people. One of them ate a full meal. He washed and he ate and he had a lot of cousin. The others just had a little bit to eat. They walked away. They're still a little hungry. They didn't need Kedei Sevir, but they're not starving. So the one who ate Kedei Sevir for sure is Mechuyif to Bench Ben HaTorah. The others are only Mechuyif to Bench Ben Rabbanon. So if you're going to have only one person say the benching and everybody's going to be Yotzei, so more correct is you should have one who is Mechuyif Ben HaTorah. So the one who ate Kedei Sevir should Bench Ben HaTorah. So then the Ramah has, we should be Choshish, Rameh Rabbiuda, Lachik Rabbiuda. So the two versions, which way does Rameh say? Which way does Rameh say? So there's one opinion that we paskin kazayis is deraisa, provided you had a drink of water. So let's say there are a group of 5-10 people eating together, and all of them had sandwiches without any drinks. One of them had a sandwich with a drink of soda, with a drink of water, whatever, with the sandwich. So there is one opinion that the halt is achila v'savot is ushtia, that the one who had something to drink, that's called kadei sevir. Those who had a kazayis without anything to drink, that's called a lack of the sabbata. So they're on mechuyif de bench min derabbanan. So if you have a group of people and one had a sandwich plus a drink, the others didn't have any drinks, more correct is that the one who had the drink should bench mezumen to be moitzi the others. Yeah, the question is, how serious is that bezman hazeh? Because everybody's benching along with him anyway, you're not being yotzi. But the ikarad din is supposed to be, you're supposed to be yotzi with him. So that's a discussion the recent Svarim talk about. How seriously do we take it, Bizman Hazeh, that the practices that everybody says is on bench? Yeah, Tosfos is not happy with assuming that this Gemara is real din deraisa. Hocha bikroi pligi. Tosfos says an asmachta. So one of the points that they say is, one of the arguments that they have is, Ikazais, the ode, another argument they have, Ikazais of Kibetz Habidaraisa, Ezushir, the Rabbanon. If you're going to learn our Gemara, that the Machlek Zameh Rabbiuda is a Machlek is on the level of the Raisa, really, how you read the Psukim Mechalta, so Achila of Sabata is Kibetz of Sabata is Shtia. So that's Minatoira. So what's the Shir Midrabbanon? Who says there has to be a shir midrabban? Maybe the shir is kazayis, and that's min haTorah. Who says there has to be a shir midrabban? mean, what then is the answer to the question that Malachim ask? Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Daf Chof of the days, how can you have the Kohanim give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael? Isa Hashem Ponav Eilecha, but it's against your nature. You described yourself, Hashem, Isa Ponav Leikach Sheikhan. Your Rabbanu Shalom is not nice Ponim to anybody. So how can the Kohanim give a bracha to the Jewish people? So the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them is, because I told them you only have to bench Ivit Kedei Sviya, and they go beyond what I told them, above and beyond, and they even bench unless. If you're going to hold that, because Isa is their Isa, so what's the answer that the Rabbanu Shalom gives? What's the answer? The answer is simple. The Rabbanu Shalom gave us a din Shabbos. You're not allowed to do 39 millimeter. The Rabbanu, they added on another million Isur. You're not allowed to carry the Kamer. You can't write with your left hand. So many din of the Rabbanu. And I thought there's a din basa b'chalav, it's only a flesh, and a chicken is only with the Rabbanu. Now, if you mix together the meat and the milk, but you didn't cook them together, so it's only with the Rabbanu. So many dinim, the Rabbanu. 1,000,001, 5,000,000 dinim, the Rabbanu. Has to be dafke and benching. Why did Tosfos assume it has to be in benching? Because in benching, the Rabbanu Shalom is telling the Kohanim they should give a bracha to the Jewish people. Yisar Shem Panav Eilecha. You should give them a bracha. So the Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that bracha is not fair. The Rabbanu Shalom says, but the Jewish people go out of their way to give me a bracha. That's why it's a kasha. The Jewish people go out of their way to give me, so that all the dinim derabbanan, all the dinim derabbanan are a demonstration of Abbas Hashem. If you love someone, so the way to demonstrate that you love them is to surprise them when you're married. So you surprise your wife on her birthday, you buy her flowers, you take her out to a restaurant or something, or to movies, whatever. You do something special. You celebrate your wedding anniversary, you celebrate your birthday, your wife's birthday. You have to do something if she asks you 10 times to please take out the garbage and then you finally take it out, so you show that you don't care what she says. But if you know that she would appreciate you to take out the garbage, you take it out before she asks you to do it. So that shows that you love her. If you do something to please the other person that they didn't ask you to do. So that's what the Rabbanu Shalom said. All the dinim de Rabbanan that the Jewish people observe. That's a pasuk in Shir Shirim. How does it say? Ki tovim deidecha miyoyin. The love that you show for me, I appreciate more than wine. What kind of an expression is that? Love and wine. So the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah interprets that pasuk. Ki tovim deidecha chavivim divrei sofrim yosem miyeinu shel Torah. Yayin doesn't mean. If people love each other very much, how do you compare love to drinking wine? What's the tushta? What's the comparison? It's two different areas. So the Mishnah interprets, Yayin means the real dinim deraisa, the real mitzvahs menater. Kitayvim deidecha, when the Jewish people volunteered dinim derabbanan, the Rabbanu Shalom didn't obligate us to do the dinim derabbanan. We want to demonstrate, we want to go above and beyond what he told us to do. He told us to blow shofar a little bit, and we blow shofar me'akolus way more than he told us to do. All the dinim derabbanan are like that. We go out of our way to demonstrate that we love our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do things that he never told us to do because we think that would please him. Yeah, but somehow Tosfos thinks it has to be. The Jewish people go out of their way to give a bracha when they're not mechuyav. So that's why the Kohanim should give a bracha. Somehow has to be a bracha. I don't know why they consider that such a strong kashva. If you hold kezayis or kebeitz, our gemara is a real din deraisa, not just an asmachta. The simple reading gemara is a real din deraisa. So what's the shiur derabbanan? Who says there has to be a shiur derabbanan? Why is that a kashva? Tosfos assumption is very surprising. Then the end of Tosfos, they say, what we already realized from the beginning of Perek Hetz of Mevorchim, that the shir for Yom Kippur has to do with Yisuvi Daita. Anevesh Shalosa Una, Menichristo. Yisuvi Daita does not correspond to what's called Achila. En Achila Pchusim, because let's say if you eat non-kosher food, so we paskin like the Tanoim that you have to eat a kezayis in order to get malchus. one Tana holds in the Mishnah, Kol Shehu LaMalkus, LaRamukah Zaisa LaLachatos Bilvad. If you ate Chela V'dam V'Shegeg, how much do you have to eat to be Chai V'Chatos? But if you ate Chela V'dam V'Meizid, it's a one Tana in Makkus, and Perikela and Loiken. One Tana is of the opinion that Kol Shehu LaMalkus. You get Malkus V'Kolshim. If you eat a Chatzi Shir, that's an Isa Deraisa. You get Malkus. We don't pass like that. We pass and have to eat a Kazayas to get Malkus. So for Macholas Asuris, the Shir is Kazayas. For drinking, the Shir is usually Revius. But by Yom Kippur, it has to do with Hisuri Daito. So the Achil is Kosevis Hagasa, which is bigger than a Kazayas, much bigger. And the Shir of drinking is Malay Lugma, which is less than a Revius. So that's the last two lines of this, that the Shir for Yom Kippur have to do with Yisuvi Daita. That's the Loshan HaGemara in Yuma. It has to do with Yisuvi Daita. So it doesn't have to correspond to the Shurim of Achid HaShtir. So that's what Tosh says. That Shaila, how much do you have to drink in order to say Bracha Reina on wine? So we learned many times, there are three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. There are three opinions in the Bali HaTosef. One opinion is Maloy Lugmov. That's a Rav Revius by an Adam Beinoni. One opinion is a Kazayas, and one opinion is a Revius. A Lugmav is a Rav Revius by Don and Benin. A Kazayas is a different Shir and a Revius. Is it three different Shir? So Taisus in a few places thinks that the Shir for Bracha Achreina on wine is Maloy Lugmav. Same as Yom Kippur. They say it's not necessarily a good Mashal. Because we know that the Shir Achila doesn't coincide. Shir Achila for Yom Kippur is Kosevis Agasa. Shir Achila for Trey for Food is Kazai. So you see, it doesn't have to coincide. Yom Kippur is a different story. So this is an important Taisa. We paskan like Taisa. We assume that Kedei Sviya means he ate so much, not just he had a little drink. But we're machmer for that opinion. That if they're a group of people and they all had a sandwich of bread, and one of them not only had a sandwich, had a little bit to drink, so he's the one who ate Kedei Sviya, he should be the one to bench Mezumin, not the others. Because Medina de Gemara, in the days of the Rishonim, that's the way they used to bench Mezumin. Some people today, they like to do like the Vilna Gaon, to go back all the time to the Dina de Gemara. Some people said when they bench Mezumin, and their yeshivas, when they bench Mezumin, only one person says the benching, and the others pay attention. Okay, if you can get people to do that, very good. But the common practice is like the Shulchan Aruch recommended, that everyone should bench along Belachas, but the Mezamin should say everything out loud. You should really say everything out loud, till the end, till the Olam Ayichas Reinu. That's the end. So the Gemara says, "Hocha b'kroy pligi." The second wide line, "Hocha b'kroy pligi." Remember, so v'chaltas, so achilah b'savatas u'shtia, achilah b'kazayis. Abirus of v'chaltas b'savatas, achilah sheish b'sviyaz ekebetsa. V'hasam the Mishnah b'sachem b'svar pligi. That what? They're both dinim derabon. They're dinim derabonim there. How much chometz do you have to have left over in the house, and how much b'sar kochim kalim? You have to have taken out Chutz Yerushalayim that you mechuyif to go back to Yerushalayim. So there, b'svara pligi. It's a din derabbanan. They're fetting up the shurim on a din derabbanan. Sounds like here it's by benching. It's a din deraisa. There it's a takana derabbanan. So how do they set it up? So that's a machlokes. How do they set it up? That's a dim of the rabban. If you have pigol on oyster, so if you touch it, it'll be metamis hayadaim. Av chazarasa b'kebeitza. Why? Because oichlam tmeim are metami acherim only b'kebeitza. If you have oichlam tmeim less than a kebeitza, it's not metami acherim. It is mekabel tuma, but it's not metami acherim. So if you touch pigol anoyser, it's metamis hayadaim. It's a din medrabon metamis hayadaim. If it has a kebetza, so the tana, one tana holds then Chazer Osa Kitu Masa. Mata Masa became Beitzav, Chazer Osa became Tzav Yerusav, and no, Chazer Osa Ki Yisuroi. How much do you have to eat from the pig on Noisa Tomi to get Malkus? My Yisuroi because I have Chazer Osa because I have. To Masa is Taki Ke Beitzav. Because Oichlem, I'm only Metami Acherim. Oichlem, I'm only Metami Acherim if you have a Ke Beitzav, yeah. The din is the Gemara says Mishnayos have that pochus mikedetsa oichlem on mekabel tuma. I'm an adam tamei. I touch some oichel that's less than the kedetsa. It is mekabel tuma. But the tamei acherim, the oichel is only mektamei acherim if it has the volume of the kedetsa. So that's a machloikus Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was a grandson of Rashi. His older brother was the Rashbam. The Rashbam used to learn with Rashi. So the Rashbam really, really disagrees with Rashi because he learned with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam was a little child when Rashi died, so he felt very free to disagree with Rashi. He wasn't so close. So he disagrees with Rashi on this. But Oichlem Pachas Mikabetzo, Amakabal Tumas Minatorah Mid Rabbonim. The Rashi's opinion is the Oichlem Pachas Mikabetzo, that's Minatorah. It's mekabel tumah, but it's not metame achem unless it has a kebetz. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if it's less than a kebetz, it's only mekabel tumah mid the rabbanon, and they only made a din mid the rabbanon that it's mekabel tumah, but it's not metame achem. So that's a machlokes of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam whether that din is the rice of rabbanon. Oichel pochus mekebetz that it's mekabel tumah is that menatara mid the rabbanon. Rashi holds menatara, and Tosafot holds only mid the rabbanon. But that Tosafot has a lot of rayas. The Rishonim have a lot of rayas to Rabbeinu Tam. That the din is only mid the Rabbonim. Okay, so that's an important Gemara. Maybe we should have learned that first when we started the Perek about Benchim Mezumen. About Benchim. Benchim is their rayas. How much food do you have to eat? So we pass, and you have to eat Kedei Svir to be chayv to Benchim Atarim. And Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes Rishonim Upaskin like this Gemara that Kezayis is deraisa if you had a drink with it. If you didn't have a drink with it, then it's only the Rabbon. So it's not Kedei Svia. So we're choshish for that opinion also. Okay. Keitzad Mezamnim. When you bench Mezumin, how do you say? The Mezamnim says Rabbisayin Ivarech. Okay. That's in the days of the Tanaim, apparently they didn't say Rabbi Sayin Ivarech. They started Nivorech Shachal Nemishaloi. Okay. We say Yapasik, Yishe Meshan Vorech, Me'atov Ve'alelom. Okay. We say Yapasik. Then they say Nivorech Shachal Nemishaloi, Uptuv Chayil. So there's a Machloikes HaTanoim, they changed the text. We know you changed the nusach of the bench in Mezuman between 3 and 10. If you have 10, you say Baruch HaLakeinu Shachal Mishloach. If you have 3, you just say Baruch Shachal Mishloach. You don't say Shem Hashem. So the Mishnah has a machlokes. What if you have 100? What if you have 1,000? What if you have 10,000? They change it based on how many people there are in the crowd. So the Gemara points out from the Mishnah that seems to be a machlokes. Rabbi Yosef Gluli and Rabbi Akiva. Yes, I believe this says Livarov Hakol Hey Mevark Mishenema B'Makelus Baruch Halkim Hashem Emekoy. So B'Makelus depends how big the crowd is. The bigger the crowd, so the more you praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Don't you admit Mamatzin Beis Hakneset Chamru Bechmu Atemoy Baruch Es Hashem? You don't change the nusach. If you have 100 people in the minyan, you have 1,000 people. You have 10,000 people. Say the same nusach. So Rabbi Yosef really apparently agrees to that. So he said, just like you agree to me. When you're davening in shul, you're saying Baruch Hu, you don't change the nusach between 100 and 1,000 and so on. So too, Rabbi Kiva says, when you bench mezumah, you don't change it. How come Taka Rabbi Yosef really agrees there? That's what Tosis asks. Tosis Omer Rabbi Kiva. Tosis says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, mashma, and the Mishnah would appear to Rabbi Yosef really moida bebeis haknesses. Because Rabbi Akiva argues with him. Don't you admit to me that when they're davening in shul, you don't change the nusach, kloima. Atamoidali, you admit to me in shul, samashna diplik bechsam azamoid beis haknes. Tosafot wants to know, what's the swear for Rabbi Yosef Glidi? Gemara says, we don't paschal like Rabbi Yosef Glidi. Gemara says, halachik Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says, we paschal like Rabbi Akiva. But stop. Tosafot wants to know, what's Pshat and Rabbi Yosef Glidi? What does it distinguish between the minyan of Beis HaKnesses? Even Rabbi Yosef Glidi agrees that you don't change the Nusach. Hashem came by benching that the Rabbi Yosef Glidi holds you do change the Nusach. So what does Tosafot Yishloima? The Vadai Lachilka Ben Asor Lameh B'Tfilu De'edu Nechnosim Ve'edu Yoitzim. Tosafot says, when you're davening in shul, it's like a train station. People going in, going out, walking around. It's hard to figure out who's davening, who's not davening. There are people from the first minyan there. Latecomers from the first minyan, there are people from the next minyan are there. It's hard to figure out. So therefore, they didn't make a chilek between 10. The chilek, whether you're 10 or less than 10 or more than 10, that's not so difficult to figure out if you have a minyan. But to figure out if you have 100 people davening or 1,000 people or 10,000 people davening, people coming in, coming out, it's hard to tell. So they never made such a chilek. But if you're benching, healthy people want to remain healthy, they sit, they eat in a sitting position. They don't walk around while they're eating. Maran Gittin says that it's not healthy to eat when you're walking around. That's why he says in Shulchan Aruch, the different minhagim, whether you say Kiddush in a standing position or sitting position, but everyone agrees that you should drink the wine in a sitting position. Because Gemara Gittin thinks that it's not healthy to eat or to drink if you're standing. So that's what Tosafot says. Abul Bebrichas Hamazon, by davening, people are roaming around. It's hard to tell whether you have 1,000, that you have more than 1,000, less than 1,000, 10,000. How can you keep track? But by benching, everybody's sitting in a seat. They're not going to budge till after they finish benching. And Yotzmad Lach Birchsamaz, and everyone's going to sit until after they bench. So that's why it makes sense to apply the Pasuk from Akilas Baruch Elikim to the Birchsamaz. But the Gemara said, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Glidi. We pass like the Chachamim. Why does it say Hashem in Mekor Yisrael? Why does it say Hashem in Mekor Yisrael? The Gemara says, Ve'Rabbi Akiva on the next daf, on Nun Amud Aleph, where it says in the Torah Or, it says that this is in Tehillim chapter Samaches Sham. Samaches, and that line, that's the Pasuk Makel Baruch Elikim. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva says you don't change the nusach between 100 and 1,000 and 10,000. Isn't that what it sounds like? Makel Baruch Elikim. Doesn't the Pasuk seem to say like Rabbi Yosef Glidi? So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Akiva interprets that pasuk that is referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim when they had Kriyas Yamsuf, and they said Oz Yashir. There was such big crowds. Everybody, all the Jews, were singing Oz Yashir together. Even the pregnant women. The baby's inside the mother's body. They weren't even born yet. That's called the makar. The makar is the womb. Hashem and Mekor Yisrael. Even the babies in the mother's womb, they had a tradition. They were also singing Oz Yashir. Remember when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, one of the rabbis was a big kibitzer. So he used to say over a lot of Yiddish jokes. So he said, the Hasidim have a practice that they sing a nigun without any words. All the Hasidim, they have a lot of nigunim without any words. Is there any makar in the Gemara that there's any value to singing a nigun without any words at all? So he said, in yeshivas in Europe, they used to send the Litvish yeshivas. He said, yeah, because the baby's inside the mother's makar. Not allowed to say any words. It's can I get erva? That part of the mother's body is can I get erva? So they can't say the psukim as yashir. It's psukim for the chumash. So they just sang the niggun. So you see that it's called shira. Uber Meim and Amu Shir. See, that's also called Shir. Okay. Yiddish folklore is very rich. Yeah. So now the Gemara has a few details about the text of the Bench of Missouri. Omar Shmuel has Mishnah and Dof. Mishnah and Dof. Rabbi Kiva says, just like Beis HaKnesset, you don't change the Nusa. Bochas Hashem. You don't say L'kei Yisrael Shor HaKruvim. You don't add on. So to when you bench Mizumin, you don't add on. If it's more than 10, you say Baruch HaLekeinu, and that's it. So what do you say in Shul? So you say Baruch Es Hashem. So Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, and we follow Rabbi Shmuel. Baruch Es Hashem HaMavoyroch. Why does he add on HaMavoyroch? So Tosfos quotes the Pshat from the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes the comment on Shmuel. Omar Shmuel, the bottom line on the Omer, on Mem Tesan base. If you're going to say, Baruch Hu Hashem, give a bracha, sounds like I'm telling you, you should give a bracha. What about me? I should also say, you should really say, Nevarech Es Hashem. Why do I say Baruch Hu? I tell them. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel says, Baruch Hu Hashem, HaMavoyroch. HaMavoyroch means, I also am mitzaref with you. HaMavoyroch. I am implying that he is the one to be blessed. So that's what the Mishnah says. If you have only three people benching Mizuman, so you say, Nevarech, Rabbi Sai Nevarech. Let's all bench Mizuman together. If you have four people, so the Mizamin isn't really needed for the Mizuman. There are three people who could bench Mizumah together without the Mizamah. So he can really say, if he wants, he can say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Baruch Hu Es Hashem. So Shmuel says, but it's still better that you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Better to say Nevarech Es Hashem. Rabbi Sai Nevarech. Nevarech means we'll all join together. Li'olam al yotzi atzma min haklal. So the Gemara said, but doesn't it contradict the Mishnah? Zag Nimar Tanan, but it says in the Mishnah, B'shloisha v'hu, if you have only three people benching together, then you say Nevarech Shachal Mishloi. If you have four people, B'shloisha v'hu, the four people eating together, then you can say Bochu. Bochu Es Hashem. You can give them a tzivoy. Doesn't it sound that that's better? It's better to say, You aren't Moitzi Atzma Min HaKlal. You didn't say Nevarech, you said Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, no, he means to say that's also acceptable. But more proper is, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu. You should really say Nevarech. You shouldn't be Moitzi Atzma Min HaKlal. Mikol Kamen Nevarech Hu, it's better. Rav Arba Rav, Ami Bei Rav, and Rav Zishibi, they said, arrive in the Mishnah. Tanina, the next Mishnah says, if you have four or five people ate together, they're not allowed to split into two groups. You won't have two groups. But if you have six people, Vav Nechlokim, if you have six people ate bread together, you can split them into two groups. One group will bench Mizum, and the other group will bench Mizum with three. Gemara says, but if it's better to say, Baruch Hu, that's the impression that's conveyed from the Mishnah. You have only three, you say Nevarech. If you have four people, then you can say Baruch Hu. Sounds like Baruch Hu is better. So how can the Mishnah say that if you have six people, they're allowed to split into two groups? Both of the groups will just say Nevarech. They won't be able to say Baruch Hu. And you get the impression from the Mishnah, Baruch Hu is preferable. So the fact that the Mishnah says, Vav Nechlokim Ad Yud, if you have six people, they can break up into two groups until you have 10, then you can't break up. So that shows that Baruch Hu is not better. Yeah, I'm a Pishleim in the Baruch Adif. It's still better to say in the Baruch. If you want it, you can say Baruch Shemachim Nechlokim, because if you have six, each group will say Nevarech. Eli Amrit, but if you're going to say the way the simple reading of the Mishnah implies, Baruch Hu Adif, am I Nechlokim? If you're going to have you're going to have six to break up the two groups of three each, neither will be able to say Baruch Hu. It sounds like Baruch Hu is better. Lav Shmamen and the Baruch Hu, Shmamen. You see that the Baruch is better because you shouldn't be Oyanti Atzma Minaklam. And that's why we said when we get an Aliyah, so we said Baruch Hashem Hamavayroch. That's what Tosafot quotes from Yerushalayim. Hamavayroch means that you are. You're not mighty. He said Baruch Hu. He didn't say the Baruch. But if you say Hamavayroch, so then you're including yourself in giving the Baruch. Tanya Nam Yochi. Either way is acceptable. However, Hanakdonim, the simple pshat, Hanakdonim means the people are makbed on all the nekudas, that you have to pronounce every word correctly. Hanakdonim, topsimoso al kach. They would not be happy that the guy's going to say, Baruch Hu Hashem. More correct is, he should say, Nevarech Es Hashem. Okay. On the left-hand margin, they have from the Sefer Oruch. The Oruch is a dictionary of Talmudic Aramaic, and he often has different girsos in the Gemara. So he has a different girsa, not nakdonim meloshen nekuda. The people who are makbid on all the tiny osias and all the nekudas in every word to pronounce everything correctly. I'm a dactic in a way to be machmer. So Nakronim is Miloshin Tanagurlus Amenakeres Ba'ashpo. That's a Loshin Agamor. That the chickens pick around in the Ashpo in order to get some food. So those who are makbed on all the little things, like the chicks are pecking into tiny little things to try to find some food. So the people who are picky. I mean, instead of the girs nakdonim, those who are very makbed about the goodies, he has the girs anakronim, those who are picky. So Tomsom also akach, they're not happy if the guy's going to say Baruch, he really should say Nevarich. Okay. They say that Ramosha Feinstein, once in a while, they would have someone in his yeshiva who would learn Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos or Yontif with all the Mahadrin, with the Mala'els and Mala'elaraz and the Mapikes. So he used to make fun of it. Because in America, we don't speak like that. We mispronounce Hebrew. We're not so makbed on Hebrew. It sounds funny when you're makbed on the correct pronunciation. He used to make fun. He used to say, it's Nigdukim Shalanius. Where has such an expression? That people are very poor. They have Nigduke Anius. No. More correct is you should pronounce all the Mele'els Mele'raz. But it sounds funny. We're not used to it. Then Gemara says, "B'mechais v'shalad nikim tamachachim hu'elav." You can tell if he's tamachachim ketzad. What do you mean? Ketzad is a combination of two words, ke'ezetzad. Two different words, ke'ezetzad. You have sometimes in the Mishnah and B'chairas, you have it spelled out in one word, ke'ezetzad. It's usually Kitzah. Rabbi Yom Uvetuvoi Hareza Tamacham Uvetuvo Chayinu. But if you say Umituvo Chayinu Hareza Bur, what's wrong? Umituvo Chayinu? Why is he a boor? So what does Rashi say? Umituvo Hareza Bur Shememait B'Tagmulav Shalmokam D'Mashmadov Amuat Kedei Chayim. God is kind to us and he enables us to live. I don't know exactly why he's memayit. I don't see where he sees memayit. I don't know. Umituvoi chayinu. If you just say uvituvo chayinu, that's better. I don't understand grammatically why there's a difference. I don't know. That's what they quote Rebbe. One's going to say, Umitu v'chayinu harezabur, because you memayit b'shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks, Omele Abayla Rabdim imaksiv imibachos yibarach beis abdachol liyoylam. Umi birchoscha. Mi birchoscha. You're only asking for a little bit. Mituva means a little bit. Bituva means more. Mituva means part. So why are you only asking for a little bit? If the Baruch Hashem gives a lot more, no, b'shai lo shayni. If he's asking a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there, I don't think he's asking a human being. He's not asking a Baruch Hu. I don't remember the pasuk. I don't know if it's asking the Baruch Hashem or asking a boss of a dog. But if he's asking, you're not supposed to ask for a lot. You ask for a little bit. The pasuk says, ask for everything. Ask for the sky, and I'll honor your request. Everything. That's proper. That's acceptable. If you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the ability to learn a lot of Torah. Give me the ability to fulfill all the mitzvahs. I should be healthy enough. So you have a right to ask for everything and hope that the Rebbein Shem will honor your request. But if you're asking not for Divrei Torah, just one, I want to be a very, very wealthy man. I want to have a lot of candy to eat. I want to have a lot of kugel. I want to have a lot of food. So that's not Derech Eretz to ask for a lot. Achapich v'amalei goes on Divrei Torah, on learning the mitzvahs. Tani Rabbi Yaima, B'tuva chayinu hareze Talmud Chacham, B'tuva chayim hareze bur. What does that mean? What's the difference? B'tuva chayinu, he's talking about himself. B'tuva chayinu, we are all alive. What does Rashi explain? Chayim hareze bur, hotzei satzma min haklal. Chayim, out of the goodness of heart, human beings live. He didn't say about himself. He should have said, "V'tuvo chayim." We all live out of the goodness of God. It should be mishat tefatzma with the tzibur. V'tuvo chayim is better than v'tuvo chayim. Out of the goodness of heart, people live. Should have said, "We all live out of the goodness of heart." Then the Gemara has a tradition: Nahar beloy masna ipcha. They had a version just the opposite. We don't pass like them. What was their logic? Uvetuvo chayim. Uvetuvo chayim. Where's their Rashi? Masna yipcha. Chayim odib shekodol es kol boi oilam. Tuvo chayinu, we, the small group over here, we live out of the goodness of. Tuvo chayim means all of mankind. Lib says, it's better to say uvetuvo chayim. The whole world lives out of is alive out of the goodness of God. So Gemara said, we don't pass like that. It's better to say, "Tubuchayinu," you should be mishat of yourself with everybody else, as opposed to "Tubuchayim," that mankind in general lives out of, but you should say about yourself. So that's how we pass like the first version. What else can you tell? Is it Tamachachem Arvo Yechon? The Vorach Shachalna Mishalo Harayzat Tamachachem Vorach Lemishachalna Mishalo Harayzat Bur. Why? What's the difference? They're exactly the same thing. Amram Nevorach Shachal Nemishalai. I raise the Talmach on Nevorach Nemishachal Nemishalai. I raise the boar. Why? What does Rashi explain? Nemishachal Nemishalai. Mashma Merubim Heim. Zezon Ezeb. Zezon Es Ze. Different people feed different people. Parents take care to feed their children. If you're eating as a guest in someone else's home, so the host is feeding you. Lefid dvar mevarach es balabais. You say mevarach lemisha achal lemishalom. Different people, parents feed their children, and hosts feed their guests. So if you're going to say mevarach lemisha achal lemishalom, sounds like let's give a blessing to the balabais who paid for the meal. I don't know. Shouldn't say lemisha achal lemishalom. Sounds like you're blessing the balabais. That's the nusach in the bracha Asher Yalanu in the Haggadah on Leil Pesach. You say that. Mishosu Labasein. Right before you say the halal, you should say Mishosu Labasein Valonu. So the Mishosu doesn't go on a bus of Adam. It goes on the Banshlam. He says, no. He says, let's praise the one who did all the nisim. We all know the Rebbein Shem was the only one who does nisim. Human beings don't do nisim. When you say, nevarach lemisha, achal lemishalom, sounds like to the person who hosted us, And you're not gonna at the end of the benching you say bracha for the balabai. But the main benching is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bracha balabai is at the end of the benching. We mentioned some Rishonim hold that the bracha for the balabai is a din deraisa, or not from the word es. There was a machlokes hatanaim where they darshan es. Reishis barlekim es hashemayim es haaretz. So there was a tana. The Gemara says in Sochin, there was another place. There was a tana who darshan every time and said es, till he got to the pasuk es hashem lakecha tira. So what can you add on? You should fear someone in addition to God. You only fear God. So he backed out from all the S's, and he told his Talmidim, it's all wrong, you should throw all the notes away in the Shemus, everything, the whole premise is correct, you don't darshan S. Then it goes on Rabba Muvak, that Mora Rabba Kimora Shemai. So we do darshan S. So every time it says an S, it should be a drasha. A lot of S's we don't have, so you look at the midrasha. So here the Rishayim say, V'rachta es Hashem alakecha by benching Birchus Hamazon, so es l'rabbis balabais. Then in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim that there's a line in the Rambam that's a little unclear how to read the line. The Rambam says that the bracha for the balabais. Should be part of the benching. So there's a machlokes sachrenim what that means. So Rabbevola Soloveitchik used to say, that's what they have in his biographies, he used to say that this was the most important chiddush that he ever said, halacha l'maaseh, his whole life, halacha l'maaseh, was he rarely said halacha l'maaseh. Okay. This is the greatest chiddush that he ever said, that you have to say the bracha for the Baal HaBayis. We have it way later. We have, after the Yodam Ayich HaSrenim, we have Rachmi Yilchalenim. The Yodam Bo Rachmi is Baruch B'Shamayim Ha'waretz, Rachmi Shtabot Ador Dorim, a whole bunch of HaRachmi. Then he said, Rachmi Baruch is Baal HaBayis HaZeh. So he said, from the Rambam is Mashma, that the bracha for the Baal HaBayis should be before the Yodam Ayich HaSrenim. You shouldn't say Amen after the Yodam Ayich HaSrenim. If the one is benching out loud, is going to say a bracha for the balabais, because the bracha for the balabais is supposed to be part of the last bracha. So that's the Mishnah Berurah points out, that a question how to read the Rambam. So he says, many Achrayim say, he didn't mean it has to be, the Rambam writes up Slosh and the Kev, I forgot. The bracha for the balabais should be part of it. Part of what? So the Velvel of Soloveitchik understood like those Achronim, part of the last bracha of the benching, part of the bracha Toiv Ameitiv. And the other Achronim say, no, it should be part of the benching. Part of the benching. It doesn't have to be part of the last bracha. We say it later, it's also part of the benching. Shaima. That's about Velvel of Soloveitchik was Makbid. I remember when I was a student here in the yeshiva, there were three, I mentioned a few times, there were three rabbeim who had learned by Rav Velvel and Soloveitchik in Europe. So they would always tell over things about Rav Velvel. So he said the few times that they ate by him, and he would bench, so he would say till he ate his own food. He wasn't the guest by someone else. It wasn't like a bracha for the Baal Bais. So he would say, L'olamai chasreinu, and then he would ask his daughter to bring him a cup of hot tea. Then he would continue with the harachmas every single time. He would be mafsik to demonstrate that the Arachmans are not part of the Birchas Amos. That's a shayla if you bench alakos. The tour has a machlokes with his brother. When you bench alakos, is it right to say all the Arachmans? And maybe right after the Olamai Chasven, you should say Bore Pi Agofen. The Arachmans are not part of the benching. So his brother, Rabbi Yehuda, thought it should say right away, Bore Pi Agofen. You shouldn't be mafsik. when we say Kiddush and Abdullah, we always say Borei Pei HaGofen first. So that's a double portion. You can't talk in between Borei Pei HaGofen and Kiddush, or in between Borei Pei HaGofen and Abdullah, because you said Borei Pei HaGofen, you didn't drink the wine yet. How do you say the Kiddush? How do you say Abdullah? So Kach Tiknu Chachamim. That's not a Hepsik. The Chachamim are Mesakim like that. But the din that you're not allowed to be mafsig is not only because he said Borei Pei HaGofen first. What if you follow B'Shama Shita? B'Shama is saying the mission. He said the Kiddush first, then he said Borei Pei HaGofen second. So you didn't say Borei Pei HaGofen yet, so it's not a hefsik between the Bichas Hanenin and the drinking, but it's a hefsik in the middle of the Bracha Lakos. You can't say Kiddush and then talk, and then say Borei Pei HaGofen and drink it right away. You're not allowed to talk in the middle. So that's what the Ben Yehuda, the brother of the Ben Yehuda Ben Arosh, the brother of the Tur, says, it's not right to say all the harachmans. It's a hefsik. You're going to say Borei Pei HaGofen afterward. You didn't say before, but still, you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of the bracha lakos. So you should say right after the Yolam Alichasrein, right away Borei Pei HaGofen. And the Tur defends the common practice, and he says, no, we're making the last bracha longer. Tosa said we had it before. Tosa said the last bracha, Tayva Meitav, used to be very short, and then they added on Gimel HaTovus, Gimel Gemulos. They added on all this, and they made it very long. So we make it even longer. We add on all the harachmans. We're extending the last bracha. You make the last bracha longer. So if you're going to say Borei Pei HaGofen, you shouldn't talk in between the Olam HaYichasreinu and the Harachmans. If you're going to say Borei Pei HaGofen later, it's in the middle of the bracha. But if you're not benching Alakos, more correct is you should always bench Alakos. Most people don't. More correct is you should always bench Alakos, not only on Shabbos, on the weekdays also. Years ago in Europe, they couldn't afford wine. Wine was very expensive. Today, everybody can afford wine. We don't have such aniyas like they used to have. Yeah. So the Gemara said the din is like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva had a dispute with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, based on the pasuk, but my killers broke alakim, depending how big the crowd is, that's how you add on in the Birchas HaMazon, and we follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Once you get to 10, so you say the Baruch HaLakeinu, and that's it. Everything is the same. And if you had 10 people ate together, so you're not allowed to break up into small groups, because you're not going to have Birchas HaMazon Basor. So the Gemara says, Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi Yikl Lebei Reish Kalusa. Every so often, the Reish Kalusa used to throw a big party. He was the Jewish government. The Jews had an independent government in Bavel, the Reish Galusa. So they were counting. One of them was counting to see if you have 100 people that was going to do like Rabbi Saglili, to say a more elegant bracha in the beginning. So he says, Kom Rav Chama v'kom Mahader Abbe Meo. He's looking around to see if you have 100. Amalei Rabbeinu tells him, Lod Tzriches, don't bother, we don't pass from like Rabbi Yisrael, you pass like Rabbi Akiva. Right. Okay. So then the Gemara says, in this party that the Reish Galusa had, he had over 100 people, close to 195, 105, he had a big crowd. Amarov, Viki Achlinon, Rifta Bei Reish Galusa, when we eat by the Reish Galusa, such a big crowd. So if you're going to wait till the end of the meal, you're going to bench Mezuman, Baruch HaLakeinu, you won't be able to hear the guys mention because there's such a big crowd, there's noise. You won't be able to hear. So you can't do a normal bench of Mizuman. So you should really have close to 100, a little more, a little less. They should really break up into groups of 10 each. But the Reish Galusa will feel insulted because he wants the bench at the end. So he says, Kiachlinon Be Reish Galusa, Kiachlinon Rifta Be Reish Galusa. We break up into small groups of Mezuman 3. Why don't we bench into groups of 10? Because we ate 95 people ate together. You're mechuyev to say Baruch HaLakeinu. So the Gemara says, Shama Reish Galusa V'Yikpid. He's going to be upset about that. Why? Because we're going to say it loud. when you have three people mention mizuman, you have to, the one who mentions mizuman has to say every word out loud so that people are going to hear. So if you're going to have 10 people, you're going to have to bench really out loud that all 10 should hear. So the Reish Galus is going to feel insulted. So they broke up the groups of three. And then, but they would wait till the end anyway, Rashi said. They would wait till the Reish Galus had benched at the end. So why didn't they rely on the Reish Galus benching the end? Because it's so noisy. There are so many people, a lot of people talking, and you won't be able to hear all the words. They stayed till the end, so why don't they admit that? And for the Gemara, I did the Apshi Kuli Alma, there's so much noise, everybody's talking, you won't be able to hear. A lot of times you have someone makes a bar mitzvah, Shever Bach or something, he has a very big crowd, and you know you won't be able to hear, it's going to be very noisy. So if you're going to bench, you have 100 people eating together, more than 100 people eating together. So if you're going to bench 10 people together, so the Bala Simcha is going to feel insulted. Why they benched out loud before this? So the Gemara said you can bench three. As if you had in mind, Melechatchila, not to be mitzaref with all the others. Because it's going to be so noisy, you won't be able to hear. And you don't want to have 10 people together, because the Reish Galus is going to feel insulted. So the Bala Simcha is going to feel bad about it. So usually you have three people bench and they leave. They're not going to stay to the end. They leave and then you have another three people bench together. At the end there'll be 10 people will bench. But to have 10 people bench out loud, it's going to be the Bala Simcha will feel hurt. So it's like as if the Gemara is saying, as if it's implicit that they had in mind Milchatchila not to be mitzaref to a mezuman. Ramosha Feinstein quotes this. Let's say a lot of people plan to eat at a wedding, but they don't want to stay all the way till the end. It's going to take forever and ever. You got the first dance, but the second dance. So who has all night to stay? So is that, if you have in mind, so a lot of people don't wash for bread, so they won't have to bench mezuman at the end. You don't have to wait till the end. Other people follow Rav Moshe, that if you had in mind, you're going to leave. You're not going to bench mezuman, so you can even eat bread, and you're not mechuyif to bench mezuman. Rav Moshe brought a raya from the din and Suda Hamapsekas on Erev Tisha B'Av, that the meaning is that three people don't eat together, so there won't be any mezuman, because that's a little too elaborate, a little too fancy. And even if three people did eat together, since the meaning is that you don't make a mezuman, so it's as if they had a mind that they're not going to bench, they're sitting down, it's not called kachas. It's not called Shlosh Shachol Kachas. So Rav Moshe brought that raya. You see that if you have a mind to leave before you're going to bench mezuman, you don't have to bench mezuman. So others, before Rav Moshe was born, others brought that raya and they said it's not such a good raya. Because there it's like muchach. It's an umdad in the muchach that the minig was for centuries that you don't have a mezuman for Suda HaMapsekas. And even if you have a mezuman, it's considered as if they all had a mind to leave early. So the same over here. If you have a big crowd of 95 people, you know they can't be yotze with the mezuman of all 95 together. So it's as if there's an umdan in the muchach that when you started to bend, when you started to eat, when you started the whole meal in the first place, that you had a mind not to be mitzarev to a zimun with 10, because 10 the Bala Simcha will feel insulted, and 95 is going to be too noisy and so on. So that's a question. In these cases, the Gemara said Beferish, and the Shulchan Aruch said Beferish. It's considered as if they had a mind. But if you have a plane, a guy goes to a wedding, you can't tell what he's thinking. A lot of people do stay to the end. So just because you have in mind, maybe you should say that that's not good enough. So Moshe is Mekel on that, and others, Moshe was Mekel because he thought of that raya on his own. And the others, before Moshe was born, they wrote in their svarim that it's not a good raya. That's the Gemara. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And tomorrow, believe not, we'll continue. A couple of miscellaneous dinim here. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.